This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
From a much different scene than last Sunday when more than 200 players protested.
And while many have expressed anger, one business owner is putting his money where his mouth is. Alan Jones, the founder of Check Into Cash and the owner of Hardwick Clothes, which he's come on the program to talk about, has pulled all of his ads from NFL games, saying he won't take the behavior, and he joins us live. Alan, what was it about the protest that you saw where 200 players last week took a knee that just drove you nuts and you said, enough already?
You know, I'm just a patriot. I've always been a patriot. I don't know what it is, but I've always been a patriot. I've been raised like that. I'm a southern gentleman from Cleveland, Tennessee, a small town of about 40,000. And I don't remember, I'm 64, and I don't ever remember anybody not standing for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went all over me. Now, I want you all to realize I'm a small fry. I'm a small player. What I'm pulling off is not a lot to them. I mean, people act like I'm a Mercedes-Benz and I'm getting ready to take the Mercedes Stadium away from the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. We're a small-time player. But still, I'm pulling our ads regionally from, like, you know, say, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and places like that.
It's a big decision. Could that be bad for business?
Well, at some point, Abby, your country comes first. And but it's I didn't think about it at the time, and when I did it, I certainly didn't realize the firestorm it was causing. I simply did it, told my friends on Facebook, I'd sent it off. I went to my granddaughter's cheerleading in Chattanooga, Tennessee, seventh grade football,
mm-hmm.
and when I came home, all this stuff had broke loose.
Wow, so you made your move. That's what people say will get the NFL's attention when sponsors start to move out and or people start to stay home. But in the big picture, what the players want is more social justice. Do they have a point?
Not with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you will study Francis Scott Key, I mean the National Anthem, when he wrote the National Anthem, Francis Scott Key, at Fort McHenry, if somebody would just study that a little bit and understand why this thing was written, you know, the bombs bursting in air is so they could see if the flag was still up. It's a great story. These guys don't know it. They just don't know.
Yeah, but you know for a fact that a lot of the players who took a knee last week, Alan, were steamed that the President of the United States made the comments about them a couple of days earlier. So regardless of you know, what they had protested in the past, racial police brutality, racial inequality, last week it was all about protesting Donald Trump.
Well, I know, but you don't protest it with our flag. You know, it's us. I don't care what
before
color you are.
After, just
you
know,
we're here together. It's our country together. We stand together. It's the one thing we are together on, and I can't stand to see that split.
Well, of course, this is Alan Jones, who made a move that has gotten a lot of notice. And, you know, could this be the start? You know, certainly the conversation continues in people's, you know, processing, you know, this situation. It's as if you feel the NFL is hijacking our flag and all that it represents. They're trying to use it. It's inappropriate. And I guess that's what they're, you know, people are trying to, you know, process and you know, come to some understanding about, Scott. Because I think even as Jason Riley wrote in the Wall Street Journal here, that, you know, these players and people here in America really are disconnecting from the facts, what they're trying to represent and what they're trying to argue here in terms of these social justice issues. The facts do not bear this out. They do not bear out the level of injustice. What Jason says is that, yes, I mean, it's reported more often because of social media and because of the way the mainstream media is handling these things, so we hear about it more often, but it's not necessarily indicative of an increase in numbers. In fact, just the opposite is the case, and this is what Jason points out in his column in the Wall Street Journal, that the facts would demonstrate just the opposite. So it would almost seem that they're a little late in coming to the party. The conversation will continue on this point and others with Megan Barth coming up next at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After all, I think it's reasonable for us to expect a return on investment for all the money that we're paying for our government, $20 trillion in debt. We've got about a little over $3 trillion size government. I think that that's fundamental to all things. I mean, we keep wanting to talk about perpetuating this government and taxes and all that. But I think the opportunity is we need to decide, you know, what kind of government can we afford? What kind of government do we want here? And, of course, that is going to create all kinds of brain damage here. And this is a question that keeps coming up. Because we're saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we just keep, you know, generating revenues and we keep spending more money. You know, there needs to be some fiscal discipline that's applied here, but that does not seem to be the case. And as a result, we just keep on moving along, even though we have a president that's trying to hit the brakes on some of this spending. And, of course, there's all kinds of pushback that's coming in. And, of course, with tax reform that we're looking at right now, you get these people, these theorists who come into play and want to create all kinds of problems with it instead of saying, okay, this is what it brings, you know, to the table. I can see where this has some merit, but no, let's start, you know, battling one of the words. I mean, this is all, you talk about an exercise in futility. You get yourself all amped up right now because, you know, here's just a vision of what Donald Trump's trying to do. He's trying to excite the middle class. And by excited, I mean, you know, give them their money. You know, it's like, who was it? One of the senators yesterday said, well, this is hashtag, your money, more, you know, have more of your money. I know I'm saying that wrong. But you know what I mean is just the idea that, it's about keeping more of your money that, we the people, as even Ronald Reagan said, you know, who's better off with our money, us or the government, who just knows to create more bureaucracy and more government waste. It just seems like it's built into the system here. You know, the president, who is, you know, from day one said, look, it's about jobs. And I like the fact that every day that's his focus. You know, when he talks to his cabinet or talks to others in the administration, that's what they say. First thing he asks, hey, how are we doing with jobs? You know, this is why we have over 1 million new jobs that have been created under this president. And, you know, and this is just the start. And also GDP of 3.1%, it got moved up, got adjusted, which is interesting because you remember under the Obama administration, it always got adjusted, you know, after it was reported. And it usually got adjusted down and never got adjusted up. This time it got adjusted up, you know, and we'll see how this plays out because, and of course, this is all pre hurricane stuff. And so how much, I mean, I thought when I first heard it, I thought, well, you know, that's interesting that we've gone up even in light of the hurricanes. But actually, these are numbers that are reported prior to. And so we're showing a 3.1. So interestingly, in the era of Trump, we're going up, not going down, which is what we've experienced in 8 years with President Obama. And people are complaining about it. But again, the focus is the economy. It is jobs. And, you know, the establishment is just going nuts in our country. And as one pointed out, the reason they are is because how, you know, you got all these government officials for all these years that have had their way. And they've, in my humble opinion, have wasted and have ineffectively run our government. And I believe Main Street America, this is what they saw as well. And this is why they came out in droves, you know, for this last election and voted in Donald Trump. And so a guy like Donald Trump comes in, an outsider, and he's making them all look bad. You know, he gives the country a vision of growth and opportunity. And the country is longing for that kind of positivity, and it's eaten it up. But meanwhile, along the way, you've got the mainstream media and these anti-Trump pundits that are doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes. Kind of amazing that this is the dynamic that is taking place here. Again, you know, what have they got to protect? They've got to protect the old school and the old guard and the way the Beltway has always been. You got somebody coming in and showing them up and, you know, putting a light on their inefficiency. And you know, they're not happy about that. And so and that's what you, I mean, if anything is bipartisan, it is that. It's, you've got bipartisanship that says, gosh, we don't want to look bad. I mean, why are we, you know, this outsider, this guy who knows nothing about politics, seemingly never, you know, worked for the government before, you know, maybe bought and sold governments, but never worked for this government, you know, in a political office. Now he comes in as the president of the United States. It's quite insulting, you know, for them. You know, he doesn't even know the secret handshake or the special passcodes or anything. And this guy's in the Oval Office. Well, they're perturbed about it. And not to mention the fact that, you know, what he's bringing up are sound arguments. These are things that middle America, Main Street America, looks at and goes, well, wait a minute, this is not the way to run a government. What is going on? $20 trillion in debt. There's no fiscal responsibility. They just keep writing checks because they have checks, you know, and they keep making things up.
Well, I mean, what if I told you that both their job experience previous to being president led right to this moment? A community organizer is somebody that organizes people to get into a group so that way they can voice their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, past 8 years of brokenness, he's done a really good job of it, of putting us in our groups and having us all yelling at each other.
Yeah, we got the tribes going.
And but that's what a community organizer does. A community organizer doesn't bring people together.
Yeah, it's kind of an oxymoron, right? Yeah. I'm a community organizing what? For what purpose?
Well, you organize groups to get together to...
For disorganizing.
To voice an opinion, to fight. It's always to fight. It's weird that people that have never been in a fight love to talk about a fight. So I think they both have done exactly what they're supposed to do. Donald Trump's a businessman. He's into making money. He's proven right now that he knows how to make money.
Right.
I think that they both played to their strengths very well.
Well, there's absolutely no question. So the idea that experience defines preference, what is your preference? Would you much rather have a president who's interested in job development, GDP increase, a smaller government? Or do you want one that is into community organizing and making us more the un-United States than the United States?
Whoa.
And the question is, you know, with Donald Trump, in terms of unity, are we uniting behind the things that really matter like the flag and the national anthem, the very heart and soul, which I believe the NFL and even America itself is beginning to realize that, hey, look, maybe we didn't like the way Donald Trump said it, but you know what? There's some value in the words here, and this is what's coming out now as the discussion and the acts continue, and I think the NFL needs to run away from this problem because they're hurting themselves. They're not helping their cause. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing ProtoVite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. ProtoVite is nutrition you can feel. ProtoVite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain?
The fire still has the 210 freeway closed between Glendale, the Glendale Freeway, and Sunland Boulevard. And now it is the largest fire ever in L.A.
The L.A. fire chief says at least 5,000 acres have burned so far, although the Burbank Fire Department estimates that number is actually 8,000 acres.
I have been
that are coming in are absolutely horrific. This is a reported 7.1 quake south of Mexico City in an area that is built on a lake bed. Here's the real tragedy that we know so far. The town was actually practicing drills because of that 1985 quake. It's the anniversary of the 85 quake.
Is just too dangerous, and it's really the lack of visibility. We can barely see 100 yards in either direction, and obviously with the winds blowing at this speed, if there is debris flying through the air, I don't want to be out in the middle of that and get caught upside the head by some flying branch.
I would be gone in an instant. It is just like a wind tunnel of massive proportions over there. And the wind is still continuing to blast Corpus Christi as it's been doing for a number of hours.
Yeah, you call me storm when I hear you call me.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. You know, we think of the devastation, whether the fires in the West and earthquakes in Mexico, hurricanes still, Texas people still, lest we forget, still dealing with the devastation of Harvey and Irma in the East in Florida. And I was just got a note from Gary LeBlanc, and they're on their way to Puerto Rico. I don't know if you saw the photo, you know, from space, from the satellite of Puerto Rico before the hurricane came through, and then afterwards. I mean, it is dark. You know, they're absolutely devastated there. And of course, you have the governor of Puerto Rico saying that the Trump administration has done a great job. The mainstream media, of course, because they're anti-Trump, looking at every exception, saying, you know, what is going on? I mean, trying to turn this situation of Puerto Rico. See, this is the thing that's galling. You know, it's bad enough that you got this kind of issue that has taken place. But this is the ugliness of politics. We've come down to what Scott was talking about, this tribalism. You know, instead of, you know, coming behind and supporting the leader of the free world and making his job easier, everybody wants to stick, not everybody, but the anti-Trumpers want to stick a stick in the spokes of the president and this administration to try to make him look bad and make it seem like another Michael Brown, you know, Katrina incident, like what happened in New Orleans. You know, you have no idea what is involved here. It's not like you have full access. You know, this is an island. The logistics, you know, they can in some cases get food to areas, but they can't get it distributed. You know, the communication channels are all compromised because, you know, here we've been talked, it's been told to us what it would be like if an EMP attack happened and it took out the communication channels of our infrastructure, what that would mean by getting a hit like this. And now we're seeing what happens specifically, like in the case of Puerto Rico, what is going on. Again, you know, we can talk about this within our own understanding, or as we mentioned the other day, you know, go to God. And I believe the perfect, you know, psalm here to look at is Psalm 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And, of course, my favorite word there, Selah, time to pause and meditate. Just think about that, that God is the one that we need to turn to. And pray that, you know, God would give divine wisdom and ingenuity and creativity to these first responders that are going there. That God would bless, you know, people like Mercy Chefs and Gary LeBlanc, who's now, I mean, they've gone from Texas to Florida and now heading to Puerto Rico and staging there to provide, you know, hot meals to the first responders and also to the people there. And again, I would recommend go to Mercy Chefs, go to their website, and as your heart is moved, donate and support their efforts that they're doing. And the first four of Psalm 46 is, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, kingdoms totter, and he utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 46, may that be your prayer this morning and meditation on all this devastation that's taking place, particularly in Puerto Rico. Your heart is absolutely breaking over the devastation that we have been witnessing, whether it's the fires in the West, the earthquakes down in Mexico, and they've had several there, and the people that have died, and the deaths that have taken place in Texas and Florida. And, of course, then we see the devastation that's taken place in Puerto Rico as well. Remember, God is our refuge. So a lot more that we're dealing with today that we'll be talking about. In fact, coming up in a little programming note, Angela White's going to be joining us. Angela White, I had a chance to meet her the other night. What a special lady on so many levels. Yes, she is the producer of this new movie, A Question of Faith, that we've been talking so much about. And she's going to be here and talking about the movie, which opened up last night in selected theaters. Highly recommend it to you. It is really, really well done. Very touching. It is a crisis of faith. Three families, how God brings them together in their crisis, and how they serve one another, how they grow to serve one another. It does not always start out that way, because, you know, like anything, you know, we live in the natural. And if that's what we rely on, then we make natural decisions, right? The challenge with all these things that impact our lives, even on a political level, is we've got to bring in the spiritual. Spiritual takes you into the realm of the unknown, things that you don't see with fleshly eyes, but that God does. If you go to God, then God will give you the answer. Okay, but if we don't bring God into the conversation, whether it's, you know, even a silly football game, and by comparison, you know, the things that are happening with our flag, the disrespect of our flag, the very heart and soul. And I think this is what's coming to question. And I know some people are disturbed by it, but I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing in as much as that it's causing us to, you know, to choose here what is important. And I think that that's what's happened along the way here in the political process. It has taken over too much space and has occupied too much of our mind and our emotions that we've kind of gotten lost, you know, and I think this is part of what, you know, the response is when, you know, 6 out of 10 people say America's on the wrong track. And I believe that what we're fighting for America right now is our very soul, our very heart and soul. You talk about the hearts and souls of, you know, the nations in the Mid East or China, North Korea, how they're so compromised. Well, look at, I think in some instances, maybe not exactly the same boat, but a similar boat. And that is to, you know, decide, you know, what is America about? What are we? Are we still connected to our founding principles, or are we going to let those go once and for all? Stay with us. The conversation continues. As promised, Angela White coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KADC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Programming note coming up in this last hour, in the final hour of today's show, an exclusive interview with Jonathan Kahn. He is the one that brought us the Harbinger. And if the Harbinger blew your mind, the Harbinger, of course, written after 9/11, and what Jonathan did was he took the book of Isaiah and God revealed to him so many similarities, absolutely uncanny, the similarities of Isaiah 9 and what happened after 9/11. He gave us the Harbinger. People were blown away by it. Wait till you read The Paradigm. And we're talking with Jonathan a little bit later on. This is the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times, coming up in the third hour. Angela White, as I mentioned, joined. I've been bragging about Angela ever since I met her and found out more about her. Angela is the producer of the movie that you heard us talk so much about, A Question of Faith, which went into theaters last night. And I highly recommend it. I say you want to run, not walk, to this movie, which gives us a crisis of faith. And it is something that we all can relate to when you get to that point where you say, where is God?
and Angela White. First of all, let me say welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It was such an honor to meet you, to talk to you on the red carpet in Atlanta on Monday. What a neat experience. But to get to meet you and have a sense of your heart and passion and why, you know, God ordained this, that you were the one to bring the parties together for a question of faith.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Thank you, Bill, for even having me. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for even giving A Question of Faith this platform to encourage and inspire people. But yes, I brought it all together. I am the production company as well, and God just chose me to be his servant for this film.
Well, the challenge that, you know, faith-based movies have had generally has been there's a question of quality. In Question of Faith, there's no question of quality. I would say that you brought honor and glory to the, you know, to the God of this, God of our world, the maker of heaven and earth. And this has been a consistent complaint of people in faith believers who have said, wait a minute, you know, we're representing God. And he's not being represented in a quality sense that he should be. And I want to assure our audience that you and the team represent God, and I believe people of faith will be very proud in seeing this movie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, quality is key. We've heard that from other people, so we try to put together a cast of seasoned actors to give you the best possible performance, and we try to pick the best locations and treat it just like Hollywood treats their big studios.
Exactly.
The difference here is we're just pushing the word of God.
Yeah, and Ty Mann, the writer, I was impressed with the script, outstanding, and the director, Kevin. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what a team, Angela, again, that you were able to assemble here. And, you know, because sometimes in faith-based movies, as you know, the script can be a little awkward. And the way Ty wrote this, and I told him on the red carpet, I said, He was such a blessing. When you look at the totality of a presentation, it's not just the acting and even the music, yes. Nelson, you know, yes. Just the whole thing. I mean, you have this sense that God's hand was all over this movie.
Absolutely. We worked as a team to even perfect the script. Every single day there were changes to the script, even while we were shooting. The actors were very involved, too. They wanted to say lines that were authentic, not just read.
Yes.
Very important.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of what people would call Christianese, right? That, you know, if you're in the faith, you go, okay, and all that, but it's one that's real to where whether you have faith or maybe thought about faith, you could relate to a question of faith. Give us a real quick summary, Angela, if you would, about a question of faith.
Yes, very quickly, it's three families, one white, one Hispanic, one African-American, who are all affected by some type of trial and tribulation in this film. And they question their faith in God. But through the trial and tribulation, God shows them the power of who he is. They learn to resurrect their belief in him. And through that, they become inspired and they work together as we should as a country. And I hope people leave with the feeling of power, forgiveness, and how important that is as it's freeing to you as well. So it's an inspiring, rated PG, family-friendly film just to show you the power of God, and even in your darkest times.
Yeah. And I will say this this movie gets a ranking of 5 tissues, okay? And I'll just leave it at that. It gets all five tissues. This story is so touching, and it touches on three very contemporary issues of 21st century America. Texting, texting and driving, organ donation,
yes.
and also a racial component. Yeah, exactly.
Reconciliation.
Yeah. So what particularly drew you to this story and this character?
I think the fact that it had some human issues and components in there, like the social issues as the backdrop. I wanted to make sure I did a film that everybody can relate to. You do not have to be a Christian to see this film, and that was important because we've been able to transform non-believers into believers as a result of touring this film. And I wanted to make sure, because a lot of non-believers don't want to see a Christian film, and I wanted to attract them to. I wanted to make sure that they would sit there and be like, who is God? Who is this person?
Right.
I need to meet him. And that's what attracted me.
Well, as we mentioned, the cast is outstanding. Richard T. Jones.
Thank you.
I mean, is he butter or what? I mean, I just can't watch. I go, he is butter. That's my new word for him. I mean, he's so good. And Kim Fields. Oh, my goodness. I grew up with Kim Fields. And what a classy lady. She just exudes class, right? And C. Thomas Howell, I mean, for those of you that were in the 80s and grew up with C. Thomas Howell, and of course, he was the older brother in E.T., T.C. Stallings and I mean, we keep running into each other all the time. I mean, we're becoming good friends here along the way. And of course, Jackie Velasquez, also co-star in this film. What was it like working with this cast?
Oh, it was a good professional cast, which is important. People came to set, they knew their lines, they worked together, everybody got along. Everybody, for the most part, are very strong believers. So it was natural for them to do this film without any ego. And that's important for me to say that all casts don't get along, but this cast did.
Well, it is, there's no doubt in this movie, and this has been a theme for me personally, Angela, is that God keeps saying, why don't you bring me into the middle of this? You know, whatever situation I'm dealing with, the storyline, when God comes into the middle and God's glory, as Richard Jones prays, comes forth. I mean, this is real, and this is what happens. Sometimes you can't explain it, but all you know is, just like you say, you want what that person has. And that's the thing, is that in this movie, clearly, God was in the center of it, in the story. This was divinely set, and a real special film that I know our audience, and as you say, whether you're a man, a woman of faith, a man, a woman of God, this is going to be real special, and I don't know how you come out the same after watching this movie, Angela.
Absolutely, and we wanted to do that. I don't think people do. You start even looking at your own life and say, can I be a better person to my fellow neighbor? Can I be a better Christian? Should I be in my Bible more? Should I be at home with my family more? Should I be ministering first at home before I'm ministering outside the home? A lot of pastors have said that to us. This film has reminded them of the first ministry should be at home. You love on your family more after seeing it.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much, Angela. Again, congratulations on the movie. It is now at a theater near you. Check it out. Go to aquestionoffaith.com, right?
Yes, still. Go there and they can put their zip code in and find tickets.
You got it. Angela White, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Angela. God bless.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Have you ever found yourself at the end of your faith asking, where's God in this? If you've had a crisis of faith, then you'll want to see and bring your friends and family to A Question of Faith. When tragedy strikes three families, their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy, as the challenges of their faith could also resurrect their beliefs. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith. Divided by loss, united by faith. Now playing.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance.
Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Oh, by the way, we're going to have some tickets to give away. Stay tuned for details. Tickets for the movie, A Question of Faith. And we thank Angela White for joining us to talk about the movie. I'm telling you, you're going to be really impressed and enjoy what is, what is happening with that movie and the storyline. Carrie Earle from Focus on the Family joins us now. And we want to talk about the vote to ban late-term abortion. Carrie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, Carrie's Vice President of Public Policy at Focus, and she's going to share why pain-capable unborn child protection bills are important and how pro-life legislation protects women and the preborn. Carrie, I appreciate all that Focus is doing and that you continue to fight for the unborn. I mean, a lot has been happening here in our culture, and I was really surprised. I just had a extended conversation with George Barna, who's been known for his extensive research. And he's got a new piece that we're going to be talking about here, that Americans remain confused about abortion. And I was really surprised at the results of the information, that even people within the church are confused about it. And I was thinking we had been gaining so much ground. In fact, I will share with you, he says that on the balance, the plurality of adults, 47%, claim to be pro-choice, which is substantially larger than 38% who claim to be pro-life. Another 8% said they held neither position, and the remaining 8% were not sure. However, when the intensity of one's position is taken into account, the difference between the two sides is reduced overall. 31% said they were strongly pro-choice compared to 24% who said they were strongly pro-life. So quite interesting, again, with reality versus perception. My perception was that we were gaining some ground, but what George is information. It goes on to more detail and surprisingly how the church is being formed more by the culture than the other way around on this issue.
Well, we still have a lot of work to do, Bill. Thank you. That is an excellent summary of the poll, and I would love to see that. Most certainly, the pro-life voice needs to continue to make a case. We are up against cultural elites in every facet of gatekeeping that is pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. So, of course, even people in the church have to stop and think, wow, am I a Neanderthal if I think we should be banning abortion? But if you can get them back to the issue, that's why this Think Capable bill is so important. I'm glad we're talking about this today.
Exactly.
So you can get them back to the basic issue of what we're talking about. A human being in the womb who, with late-term abortion, is going to be dismembered piece by piece and pulled out of her mother's womb. That's barbaric. This is a line we need to draw in the sand. And Barna would tell you most polls find the majority of Americans do not support late-term abortion. There are very few number, and we shouldn't be having them. We need to draw a line.
Exactly. And not to mention everything else that was involved, of course, what, over a year ago, the exposure of Planned Parenthood and selling baby parts. This is how messed up we are here, Kerry. The filmmaker who catches Planned Parenthood in the act of breaking the law, he ends up in jail, and Planned Parenthood gets more money from the government. How messed up are we? Is this Isaiah 5? This is Isaiah 5, when good is evil, evil is good, right?
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happened to David DeLock, because he went forward undercover. He knew there was a price to pay, Bill. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he has any idea. In fact, our Citizen magazine in January, is we're trying to get an interview with David. And one of the questions is, did you have any idea what kind of opposition you were coming up against here? Also, you have the Gosnell case in Pennsylvania.
Yes, exactly.
This man was convicted of murder and multiple counts for killing infants in the womb, really infants, late from abortion. So that's why this Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act that is scheduled for a vote in the Congress, in the U.S. House next week, is so exciting. It is something that needs to be done. The House has voted on it before. They will pass it. But the problem is the U.S. Senate. It's a graveyard for bills. No matter what your issue is today, folks, the U.S. Senate has got to change.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, even Paul Ryan the other night showed how many bills the House has passed and how many are sitting, by comparison, there in the Senate going nowhere. It's like you say, it is a graveyard. But on this issue, another focus on the family. And again, if you've not gotten yourself or your church in front of this incredible presentation called The Truth Project, I've become an evangelist on it for about the last, I don't know, it's been out for, 10, 12 years. Del Tackett and the team have just done a stellar job. And one of the key things in the second episode of The Truth Project, he talks about the assumptive argument, that if you do not take a stand against something, it's assumed that you're for it. And this is what has happened, I think, gravely within the church, is it's gotten caught in this assumptive argument, and it's so far down the road, like you say, if you take a stand for a godly issue, then you're some sort of Neanderthal. And of course, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or other progressives and those on the left that have argued, well, that's an old argument. You know, we've already settled that issue. Oh, really? We've settled it? We can't revisit it now that we have a new understanding? But I think this has added to the casualness and the acceptance of the church today that God, established so that we would be that catalyst of change and the carriers of the light of truth.
Absolutely. And if you can't make a claim on abortion, if you're not looking at the science continues to move toward the pro-life side. We know what happens through ultrasound. We know what happens with the likelihood that these young children are feeling pain in the womb. We're talking 20 weeks and beyond. Mm-hmm. There's really no reason. We're talking about a small number of abortions, but nonetheless, we should be banning those. You're going to remember the partial birth abortion debate back in the 1990s under Clinton and the 2000s with President Bush, where you are leaving the majority of the baby in the womb. You're pulling out by the legs. The head is left in with a sharp object. You're sticking. I mean, I don't want to get too visual in the morning here, but you're killing the baby by stabbing her in the back of the head. You collapse her head. And this nation drew a line. The U.S. Supreme Court even said in 2007, yep, that's legal. We need to ban that. We need the very same procedure to take place with pain capable. Now, the frustration here, again, like we said, is in the Senate. But we have a Congress that has been elected as a pro-life Senate, pro-life majority in the House. And they promised to defund Planned Parenthood. They promised to pass these bills. And it is just, it's time to do something. So I would encourage people to call the House switchboard, to call their local member of Congress. Who represents you in Congress? That's the body that has 435 members. It represents everyone. They're in your backyard. They're in your city. Give them a call. Ask them to vote for this bill, Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And let's send a message to the Senate with a resounding vote in the House that says you have to pick up this measure. We have got to be a voice for these children who
exactly.
are dismembered in this nation.
Well, Kerry, if we think that our vote doesn't count, then you need to think again. The reason that D.C. is absolutely brain damaged right now and going crazy is because people of faith came out en masse and said there needs to be a change and we're going to elect Donald Trump. So that's a case in point. Understand, this is a government of, for, by we the people. We the people voiced our more than our opinion. We placed our vote in the hands of one Donald J. Trump. And know that that vote is very powerful and that you need to exercise and hold your congressmen, your congresswomen, your legislators accountable. And if they are not doing the job, then you need to vote them out and get people who have the tenacity and the intestinal fortitude and the fear of God in them to do right by the people and by our Constitution. The reason we're in such chaos right now, Kerry, at every turn in this government is because we have untethered ourselves. We have unhinged this country from founding principles, which our government officials, our founding fathers said, the Constitution was designed for a moral people. So the reason the Constitution is being so questioned is because morality has been compromised. This is where we are today.
Well, there are a few things, Bill, more immoral than butchering children, dismantling preborn babies in the womb for their death. And I understand there can be situations, but let the baby be born. Unless the mother's life is endangered by the pregnancy, not because of emotional, psychological issues. Let the baby be born. There is nothing more barbaric than that, or very few things. And if we can't draw a bright line on that, we are in bad shape.
Yeah, what is the child? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what is the child guilty of, Kerry, here? You know?
Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Yeah. And the evidence that we're seeing medically that they do have nerve receptors and can feel pain. Why in later trimester pregnancies when they have surgery still do they give anesthesia to the preborn baby? Because in that situation, it's a fetus and it's wanted. Now, again, I know there can be a lot of issues, and I don't want to speak harshly about women who are in a medical reason to have a late-term abortion, but that is a very small minority. We should be able to draw a bright line. This bill does allow an exemption for women whose lives are in danger. So let's keep that a narrow exemption.
Also, exactly.
It's an insult. It's not anti-woman, but it is very anti-barbaric.
Well, you're talking less than 2% of the abortions cover that specific area in terms of the mother's danger and rape and incest. That's less than 2%. So 98% has been, you know, it's the option of choice for birth control in today's America, sadly. Kerry Earle, thank you so much for being with us. Where can they go for more information? We got 5 seconds.
I would encourage you to call your House Board at 202-224-3121. Call your member of Congress and ask them to vote for the bill.
The president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.